from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Seems like summer just started, but Starbucks has already announced its return date for pumpkin spice lattes, August 26th. When it's like, well, this is like a month. I mean, it's July.
Yeah.
July, August.
I mean, you got to wait till at least September.
Yeah. So I was going back to school. I think there might be one of our sister stations is doing like a back to school promotion and like collecting backpacks or something for kids going back to school. Hmm. And they were just stacking them up here in the hallways and school supplies and stuff. It's great, you know, great what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who it is. Is it Power 106?
It's Power.
Power. They're doing that. So, yeah, I guess if you need a backpack or some supplies for your kid, Power 106 is giving away. So go check that out for a second. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you don't have to put those on the hallway. You can put them in Keith's office. So they stacked it to the ceiling in Keith's office. He can't even get in there now.
Love it.
What was he going to say? It's like, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids. Anytime he says it's for the kids.
So he offered his office up. It's hilarious.
Now that's happening already.
But, yeah, it's already happening. My nephew and his wife, both teachers, Mason came out to visit for a week, and but they had to get back. It's like, oh, school starts next week. They had like some schedule where they start, and then my sister's also works in the school system, and she had to get back maybe 1st of August or something is when they started. Like, my God.
We only started in September, right?
It seemed like it. We had the 3 months to look forward to. I don't think it's like 3 months anymore. It's just like, it seems like they get out, and they got to go back.
I think they separated, so now that there's like that extra month that we all had as kids, they kind of put it into the school year. So instead of getting 2 weeks for the Christmas vacation or holiday vacation, now they have 3 weeks.
Okay, so they
kind of add some extra stuff here and there. Like spring break.
That's not bad. I would start to get a little bored around summertime anyway. I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go back to school. I'm the same way now.
Because
like,
you're a nerd.
And you had no friends. The only time you saw like people your own age was like at school. And so 3 months of just hanging out with
my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, who ran a daycare center. So I was not. Yeah. I was hanging out with my mom and taking care of 12 children from 6 weeks to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Who were all special needs.
They were all special needs.
Weren't they?
Yeah, and then she went into being a teacher's aide for special needs kids. And when she went to get that job at the school, they said, do you have any qualifications? She said, well, I'm Heidi and Darren's mother. And they said, you're hired.
They gave her an honorary doctorate.
Monday. And they call her Dr. Barb. And
Dr. Barb.
The ultimate of special needs.
Yeah.
That's all she had to say. Well, I'm Heidi and Darren's mother.
Mom on the spectrum. But school is ready to start again. So are you ready? Mm. I mean, I'm talking to the parents. What about your kids? You're like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for them to go back. What have they done this summer? You're like, oh God, I can't wait till school starts. Get the hell out of here. Look at your face, Johnny. Are you ready for him to go back?
Yeah.
See, you've got that giddy feeling like when...
Look on his face. It's like he was just trying to hide the grin.
I feel like when they're in school, you know what they're doing all day. But if you're here and your wife's got to work and now it's summertime, you've got to figure out, okay, I got to have grandparents check in on them. You've got to move.
No, I mean, there's some noise. They're just doing dumbass shit.
Frank Kramer.
There's no other way to say it.
I know kids. I know kids.
What other
thing? No, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm sure your wife wants me to go back because she'll look in the sink and there's probably 25 glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
that. And she's like, wait a second.
God,
you know,
here's
here's my glass and here's Johnny's glass and we always use the same glass and there's 25 glasses that are dirty.
Yeah.
Go back to school.
Go back to school.
So like that, like what the hell are your kids doing? You're like, come on, school.
There is the constant.
My
kids, they sound like what's his name, Tanner from Love on the Spectrum.
Oh,
Dad, you gotta watch. You gotta look at the Dad, look at this, Dad,
yeah.
Dad, look what I did, look, Dad.
And it's not that impressive. Dad. Like once you finally look, it's like that's lame.
Yeah, fine, that's good. Yeah.
Can you say that though?
Okay.
You have to go. Oh yeah, look at that. Good job.
Yeah, I guess you do have to say that's pretty good there, bud.
Yeah, see, I didn't have that as a kid growing up. My dad would be like, what? God damn.
Oh, no, if it sucks, I'll tell my kids.
Right.
You'll tell them it sucks.
Oh, make me another drink.
Yeah.
He'd shake his rocks glass.
Yeah, I never had a third kid. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been really, that sucks to the third kid.
You'll do it with the grandkid, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're
I don't
too
think
soft.
He could ever mess up.
Aww.
That kid is awesome. We're best friends. So, yeah, what makes you ready for your kids to go back to school? 818-955-2955. And if you've been doing the parenting thing and you just wanted to rip your hair out, I got prices for the worst kids out there. It doesn't have to be worse. It's like the stupid, annoying stuff. Just it could be annoying. Something as simple as the cups. I don't care. I just got to get rid of these tickets.
Or just the chauffeur and constant driving. Like, we got to go to the pool. I got to drive them. Got to go to the
pool.
But
that's year long. I mean, that's like, it's whether it's pool or soccer or Little League or activities. It's like, that's just every, all the time.
Because growing up the way we grew up,
during the summer.
You know?
They are home.
Right.
They're not away. Like, at school, you're like, I don't give a damn what they're doing. But they're always here. And now they're always just getting in my way. Hello, Big Earn.
What's up, Frank? What's up, fam? How you guys doing?
Why you're ready for your kids to go back to school?
Why not, Frank? The ACs are running 24 hours a day. You bring the groceries through the door. They don't even make it to the fridge. They're already gone. I can never eat no cookies. The cookies are always gone. My wife works at night, so when she gets home in the morning, the kids wake up, so she's miserable. So I know she's ready to go for them to go back to school, but... It's
oh, right,
because
she's trying
because
to sleep
it's
all day because
time.
She worked night Big Earn, and now the kids are home, and she can't even sleep because they're making all kinds of noise. Oh, my God.
So as soon as I get home, it's like I got to take them out of the house so she can go to sleep. So it's like entertain them while they've been entertaining themselves all day with video games and snacks and
you'll be
all the good stuff.
You'll be Little Earn for you. You can't eat any more cookies. Little Earn's calling. No.
Yeah.
All right, Earn. Do you want some? Do you want to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band with Village People at OC Fair?
We would love to go to the OC Fair, Frank, and represent the Heidi and Frank show. Yes.
You are going.
That'll help get out of the house. Mama to sleep.
Stay at home.
Split shift.
See,
like that.
Let your annoying children win you some tickets. You can also text your annoying summer kid problems, 818-955-2955. Why are you ready for them to go back to school? Because it's going to happen here soon. And so, but you're ready. You were ready day one.
You got the calendar up and you're marking it off. Like, yes.
As soon as they got in the car for summer break, you're ready to drive them right back around the loop, right back into the school parking lot.
Time for summer camp, kids. You're going away for a whole month.
My wife was screaming last night. She's going nuts because we got to get back into a routine. They need to get into a routine of going back to normal time. So they don't get up and they're all tired and they don't want to get ready for school.
She's right.
Routine needs to start tonight. Okay. Yes, sir.
She's right, though. I mean, it's like, okay.
So she's blaming you because the routine is off because you just let them stay up.
Well, yeah. It's not that I let them stay up. It's that all their friends are up. You know?
Did you ever take his gaming console out of his room because he messed up that one time?
Johnny.
I thought you were going to, because what do you do that you got in so much trouble? Like, he stayed up till 5 in the morning. Like, you got up for work and he was still up. You're
he
like,
was still up.
I'm taking out of here, routine.
Are you a pussy dad? That's going to look weird.
He's just a pussy person.
I guess I'm just a pussy.
I mean... Yeah, I would not have had a console in my room.
So how'd it end up back in his room?
It never got taken out.
I never.
You never took it out? Just take the headset out so you can communicate with him?
No, I didn't. No.
How many times has he done it since then?
We forgot about it. He hasn't done it. He hasn't done it.
Oh, yes, he has. You were sleeping.
He just figured out how to do it under a pillow.
Yeah, you're just making a clever boy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's back to routine.
She's right.
Back to routine.
Wifey, you're right.
Where are all these tube socks stretched out?
Oh, God.
No, I was putting them over my headphones so you couldn't hear the... gamer nerd. I've got a text coming in. It says, so he can stop eating an entire box of Little Debbie snacks for breakfast and claiming the dairy counts as protein breakfast.
Oh, yeah, the food. Like the Earn said, you can't even get the groceries in the house. They're digging in the bag, crap out.
And I guess and kids, they don't know how to go outside anymore. That's even more annoying. Like, our parents, you always see the Gen X memes about, mm-hmm. They just open the door, let us out.
We're feral.
We come back until it's dark. Your lights came on. It was like, you weren't even allowed in the house. But now kids don't even know how to go outside. So they're always around you. God damn.
We had to drink out of the hose, pee in the grass. You figure it out. Create your own fun.
Hello, Mo. Mo the pool guy.
Yes, sir. How's it going, family?
I think you should be a gardener with that name. Anyway.
Mo? Okay.
Just saying.
Well, my little boy's only a year and a half, so he's not in school yet, but I am so ready for everyone else's kids to go back to school. You know, having a pool service, these things have just been getting so much use. Frank, so much pee. Ooh. So much pee
and
in the pool.
It makes the water
man.
Green, right? It makes the water like get all
murky,
like,
cloudy, green. I mean, I can get into the chemistry, but we're not going to bore you guys with that. But yeah, I'm all the suntan lotions and hair products and
have you found like a hot dog bun in the filter? Even crazy, stupid.
You know what's even grosser is Band-Aids. Little kids' Band-Aids just floating around, and it's just, dude, I'm done with it. So everyone, go back to school, so all of us Southern California families can just look outside at a clean pool and not touch it. Just look at it.
Yeah.
It's more of an art piece than it is to be used.
It is true.
All right. Do you want to go to a concert? Do you want to go to Volbeat and Hailstorm?
Oh, man. With a 1.5-year-old, I wish I could, but give it to the next vet. I'm still learning.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mo, for calling. Jesse's ready for her kids to go back. Hey, Jesse.
Yes, I need my kids to go back to school because I'm going broke. They eat everything, man. Like, every time I get back home, my fridge is empty. It's ridiculous. I have a 6-year-old, and every 5 minutes, she's asking me to feed her something. And I can feed her a whole meal, and like 5 minutes later, she's like, I'm hungry.
Is she like a porky 6-year-old?
She's a little bit on the chubby
side. She might have Hashimoto's.
Oh, smack.
Really blitz the whole show.
So, let's just say, no, you've eaten. I mean, get her back on a routine.
We need to get on a routine. Wait till dinner.
Yeah, wait till dinner.
Or have an apple. Had.
Yeah, my daughter does the same exact thing that your daughter's doing right now. But she walk over with her iPad in her hand, walk over to the pantry, open it up, just grab a thing of chips, go eat it, throw half of them onto the couch. And then...
Oh, I thought she was going to say throw them up.
No.
She's eating herself. Gotta stay hot.
Yeah.
There's just crumbs
everywhere. If I don't find her walking around the house somewhere, I know she's in the kitchen looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's just the boredom because they can't they just don't know how to go outside and entertain themselves doing nothing, and so this boredom turns to eating, and that's exactly why a lot of adults are fat. It's like, I'm just bored, let me just eat. Why am I eating this? Like, that's when you were fat, Heidi.
Yeah,
you were like, you just ate out of boredom.
True. Yeah, like, well, yeah, that,
you know what? I think I need those tickets for the OC Fair. And all right. Maybe she'll stop eating.
Yeah, take her there. She'll definitely get thinner at the fair. get her a deep fried bucket of chicken. That's how they come anyway. Never mind. This is the entire bucket.
She's at the fair. They've got a deep fried chicken.
You gotta eat the bucket too. The whole bucket's fried.
Edible bucket.
Oh, the edible bucket. Oh boy, because he had the sourdough soup bowl. You get the edible deep fried bucket.
Oh, are you listening, Colonel?
No, what's the guy who came in last week?
Chicken Charlie.
Come on, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
All right, Jesse, do you want to go see Casey and Sunshine Band or Beck?
I was wondering if you had any OC tickets left or any county fair tickets.
That's what
left.
This is. You get tickets to the concert, but that gets you into the fair as well.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. You know what? Where were the bands again? Beck and who?
Beck and Casey and the Sunshine Band with the Village People.
Oh, man, that's tough. You know what? I think I'm going to go with Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah. All right. It's a four-pack as well.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Stanhope. Tell your little fat daughter about how you want tickets.
We're going to call her Little Debbie from now on, okay, when you talk.
Stanhope, Jesse.
I got to bring this up real quick because we're talking about food and kids and stuff. We buy the Keebler cookies that are like real hard cookies. And I was telling this to Jordan yesterday. Like, those cookies are the worst. They're terrible. I don't know why adults even buy them.
Are you talking about the chocolate chip?
They got the M&Ms on them and stuff. But they're so hard and basically pointless. It's like
you mean
a
like
stale
the Keebler Elves? The Keebler Elves. And there's no moisture in those. It's dry.
Yeah, very dry.
Are they for Dunkin'? I mean, are they for like you're supposed to?
You have to
these
have
ones
milk.
Right here.
You have to have milk along with them.
Oh.
It's like they're very hard.
We used to always just have the old blue bag with the
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy, man. Those things will just tear you up.
That's the whole conversation with what dry cookies. What
Like, there was, what's the point?
They
the cookie's
no
supposed
purpose.
To be soft.
You spoiled little bitches.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I
Chips
don't
Ahoy was
no
like,
purpose.
That was awesome back in the day.
I guess that was the only cookies you guys had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had variety.
You'll eat it and you'll like it.
When Soft Batch came out,
chewy.
Soft Batch for pussies.
Little cookie pussies.
With the red packaging. That's where it's at. Well, give me them Chips Ahoy chewies.
Yeah. With Soft Batch, you're like, what?
Do your kids like them? Why do you
yeah,
buy
they, they'll eat anything. I mean, okay. That's a
no.
They, junk food,
he would never buy them the hard cookie.
No,
because it's a whole generation of just these soft gums people.
You got to toughen up your palate.
Yeah,
your hard palate. You got to be like, ow,
hey, you're rough.
Ow, ow, tore a hole in my hard palate. That'll be fine tomorrow.
Mouth yeah, we didn't have fat. Boneless wings until these.
Yeah. Bone pussies.
Yeah, until these boneless pussies came along.
I think you're right. I think, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just like, and I'm witnessing it happen. It's like, don't let him cry at all. He wouldn't even cry. He's like, well, pick him up. What are you doing?
Sometimes
like,
that's just talking at that age.
Yeah, I'm letting him figure it out.
Yeah.
Stop being a little pussy.
I think you are right on that one. I've got to say, I got to side with you. If he's like,
I mean, yeah, it was so like hard. He was kind of irritated. Maybe it's like he wants
farting,
to be more
maybe.
Active, but he can't be. Like, it's like his brain is like, I want to crawl over there, but what is crawling? I don't even know. How do I get there?
Yeah.
Just figuring it out. Let him figure it out. Don't pick him up and be like, okay, that's how I get there. Oh, so I just got to cry and that's how I get things done?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh. Manipulation, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't do that. I still want to hang out with him.
You don't want to have some soft batch grandkid.
Oh, I know.
Some boneless pussy grandkid.
Yeah. I was going to just put a chocolate chip on a piece of mulch and tell him it's a cookie. You eat that.
Oh, man. It's got to be so hard to have children.
Just mulch and chips. That's what our cookies were when we were young. Mulch and chips.
Yeah. And you loved it. You loved it.
Hey, Bill.
Hiya, Bill.
Oh, man. My wife and I, we both work at home. Mm. I can't wait to go back to having regular sex in the afternoon when the kids are away at school.
Oh, man, that's got to be nice.
Oh, afternoon delight, like on your little break
yeah.
or something?
Like, yeah. She's working out right now. She's going to get home, sweaty. Nope, can't. Kids are home. Still
but
in bed.
That's when you like it, when she gets home and sweaty, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. You know. We yeah. do know.
A little glisten.
Yeah, a little...
A little slip.
What is her workout regimen of choice?
She has a trainer.
Okay. A male or female trainer?
Mm-hmm. A male. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she comes home all horny normally.
Yeah, of course. But we can't. The kids are at home. One's eating, one's sleeping.
And you want to be the one eating.
I mean, she's been looking up that guy's shorts while he spots her do bench press the whole day. So she's like horny for you.
Old Meathead Joe.
Oh, Meathead Joe.
Come on down to Meathead Joe's. We'll take that extra.
I'll let you look up my shorts and you can Meathead.
Oh.
I love you guys.
I'll let it rest on your forehead.
Oh, man. That does suck. Waiting for. Oh, that's going to be so good, though, when you can finally do it. Afternoon delight. Kids are.
All right, Bill. Do you want to take your lovely fit wife out to see a concert?
I would love to.
Do you want to go to the OC Fair as well, or do you just want to go down to Kia Forum on Friday?
Oh, let's do OC Fair. It's a good time.
All right. How about Beck with Pacific Symphony and special guest Molly Lewis?
Eh, not my speed.
All right. How about Lil' Casey and the Sunshine Band and YMCA?
That's what we're talking about.
All right. There you go. That four-pack is yours. Stay on hold.
Thanks, Frank.
You are welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Heidi.
Yes. It's from all of us. You're welcome.
No, Heidi's giving away the back tickets.
Oh, that's right. My bad. I always forget that.
Text from Tina says, if I hear I'm bored one more time, I might enroll myself in school just for the break.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't talk to especially a Gen Xer about being bored.
Mommy
summertime.
Goes back to school.
Hey, ho.
I am so bored.
Oh, hey.
It's summer vacation. I just picked up summer classes. See you, kids.
The house is yours. Goodbye.
Jen, I'm over the PlayStation yelling with his friends and all the snacks they go through. Once again, it's like the snacks and the yelling with the friends over video games.
Oh my God. But see, you have control over that. I'd just be like, no, we're not doing that all day long.
But
you can do that for an hour.
That is the social circle. I mean, it's like you'd be the type of parent would let them do that all day long because you don't want them to go outside because you're a bubble wrap parent because you're afraid to go outside. Oh my God, you're going to die out there. So you'd have them. Their group of friends is able to, like, when we had the Atari 2600, they had to come over and play it with us. Then we had to share, you know, the two controllers. But now it's like they're staying at their own house. They have their headphones on. They are communicating. A friend of mine said that his son, because he was worried about his son always being in there and, like, never getting out, never having any social group. He's like, no, he has an entire social group in there. He knows people all over the world. It's like, we went to Vancouver, met one of his buddies that he plays with online, who's a bartender, and, like, we ended up at a hotel, ended up getting, like, family and friends right at the hotel and all the hot spots in Vancouver, and we went out and had a great time. Like, all over the world, he can go and just stay with his online gaming buddies.
Damn, wow.
I was like, that's pretty kick-ass.
And he was, like, I'm going to be in town, or I'm going to be in the country.
And he met his girlfriend through gaming online. Like, and they met, like, three times.
Well, I got to start letting my kids talk to strangers online so I can get some hookups.
Maybe,
you know,
meet
what I mean?
Some 37-year-old guy who's like, why don't you come see me?
That's his social network, and then he's going to play, and he's going to, like, eventually, you know, get out of his friend group and
get you free drinks.
Meet other people.
Man. True. Yeah, I guess it's a different generation. I mean, we can't speak to it, I suppose. But I know
instead
my mom
of going out riding bikes, they're getting online and going and killing people in, you know, Call of Duty.
Yeah, I just know my mom wouldn't even let us play Atari 2600 for 4 hours. That's not... No, you kids have been... It was in our basement.
I guess it's because we were annoying.
We're not doing that. Come back up. Let's do something else now.
No. If you were... when you were in the living room, your mom's Young and the Restless is coming on. She's going to get the hell out of here. Mom's story's coming on. Now get the hell out.
Yeah.
Go down to the basement and play Atari.
You had one TV and the main TV was hooked up to the Atari. So it's a completely different world. As long as they're in the other room and they're not bothering you, you don't give a damn.
Yeah, but I think as a parent, I would worry about online predators. Yeah, he's playing Call of Duty with who knows who. He's not playing Call of Duty necessarily with other 9-year-olds.
But he could be out on his bike driving past, you know, other predators.
Oh, when he comes by here with sweet tea and sees you, he's probably going to leave. But then what'd your mom say? He'll bring you back.
Oh, I never worried about you.
Same thing about riding your bike. Oh, you ride your bike out there, somebody's going to pull you in a van. Well, they'll bring her back.
Both my parents always said that. My dad goes, hey, don't worry about that. They'll drop her right back off in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe you went on vacation with your family. This is, you know, people like to joke about needing a vacation to recover from the vacation. Yeah. But if you're traveling with family, it's actually a real thing. It takes parents 2.5 days to recover from traveling with family.
Yeah.
When you see young families on planes and it's like you've got the diaper bags and the strollers and the this and this bag and this bag. And I think that is incredibly hard. It has to be.
You're just talking about being a bellhop. We're just talking about the kids are just awful people. You want to go on vacation, have a good time, but it's like you are their concierge for the vacation. You don't really get to be on vacation at all. You're the waiter. Mm-hmm. You are the bellhop. You are the
entertainment.
Concierge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything.
You are the Schiffer. Uber.
Yeah.
You are the bank.
It's the worst.
You are everything.
You get them all their food and they sit down and you're like, all right, you're all taken care of. And then you go get your food and you sit down.
And what the hell are they on vacation
all
for?
All of a sudden they need more of this or more of that. And then you're like, I just want to eat my food.
Johnny.
If you're traveling with kids, key is to not make things harder on yourself. 30% of parents or say bribing kids with treats is fair game.
Because you're just desperate, but it does make.
That didn't last very long. You stop at the gas station, get whatever you want, and then shut up.
I ate two bags of Twizzlers, and now I'm bouncing.
Can
off
I get these
vault.
Soft Batch cookies? Put those down, pussy. 28% said buying toys mid-trip helps. I mean, you are just the spoiled rotten. What's the saying? It's like tough times make great men or something like that, and then something about being tough making people great and being easy makes soft people. So it's like the easy generations right now making just the softies.
Pressure makes diamonds.
The soft pressure batch makes diamonds. Cookie people.
I think there's a nice happy medium in there somewhere. It's like sometimes we can be
what
soft,
is that saying, Jordan?
Soft. Tough and tender.
It's just like soft cookie. Oh.
Something about tough times makes tough. It's not tough and tough. It's something else. Yeah. And then soft men make softies. Something like that.
All right. Tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. And weak men create tough times.
And right now, I think we're at the weak men creating tough times.
Mm-hmm. Well, weak men create soft cookies.
That's right.
Damn.
Is that why they say tough cookies, man?
Yeah, tough cookie. Well, tough cookies.
And then this is about 1 in 4 resort to unlimited screen time. So when they're on vacation, it's like, here, just watch it. And I see that.
But we're on
my wife will always see that. Like, we're out. We were, where'd we go? someplace and we were drinking.
Well, that's not going to help this story.
Yeah, that could be Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara, yes. And I went to a cocktail lounge, and so we were having some cocktails, and there was a couple there, and they had their two kids with them. And the two kids had laptops. And so the couple's in there enjoying their drinks, but the two kids were just on their laptops. So they had to be there. I wanted to go out and get a drink.
Little zombies. Yeah. Well,
how do you know they weren't on like an Excel spreadsheet or something?
Yeah.
The kids?
Crunching numbers.
Yeah. The kids?
Johnny, you don't even know your times table.
I know that they weren't. It's like, okay, let's just put them over here instead of like just conversing with them at all, you know?
Yeah, right.
Let's get another copper cup.
Yeah, because you can't leave them in the hotel. Every time I think of that, like you can't go down. Even if you're staying at a hotel and you want to go down to the hotel bar, you can't even leave your kid in the room because that's what happened to Madeline. What's the little girl?
Albright?
Madeline Albright. She went missing in a hotel and they've not found her. No, that little girl that went missing, Madeline something in Spain.
There's probably something fishy about that, that people just don't, I mean.
I got left in hotel rooms all the time.
You did?
Yeah. But I had my two brothers. But yeah, for that very reason.
Like, so we're going to go grab something.
We were responsible for each other. Yeah. You know, that was the thing about siblings is like your parent, mom and pops can go off and do their thing because the three of us are, we got to figure it out. Like, one of us goes missing, the other two got to find them.
Right.
You know, otherwise, we're all in trouble. Beat. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Everybody gets their ass beat. Yeah. Here's something good, though, for the rest of us who don't have the kids anymore. TSA is adding a family lane. For, you know, families.
Oh, sure, I follow.
Because I always hate that, because you talk about all the stuff people have, and you got to go through the TSA, and it's like, how many bins they're going through, and everything.
And, like, and you're like, can I just go ahead of you? I just have this backpack. Can I get on with this?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, TSA nixed their shoes off policy. Now they've announced that they're adding dedicated new family lanes at security checkpoints.
Okay.
So you're going to have to go through that, Johnny. Anybody with kids got to go down there, and that line's going to be long and suck.
Oh, no. But I get it. I completely understand. So they got to, for whatever reason, like we have to bring special milk for my kids.
Special milk?
Yeah.
Milk on the spectrum.
It's like lactose free milk and stuff. And it's in a thing. And then they got to test it. And they got to x-ray it. And they got to.
But yeah, where are you going? You can't pick up lactate milk at wherever your destination is.
I think it's just we need it in the airport. Because like if we're going to be traveling for 16 hours, you got to have.
If they don't have their milk, what's going to happen?
Drink water. I mean, they're not.
It's not me,
they're
Frank.
Not infants.
I don't make these rules. Yeah. I didn't pack it.
They're not infants.
If you left it at home, which kid's gonna go? Where my milk? Really? You got that?
My daughter could be a real bitch sometimes.
My God! I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Johnny.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.